So the question is, have you ever felt like you don't fit in? Okay, so here's the answer. I never fit in. I was awkward. I never knew what the right thing to say was. Believe me, I tried. I didn't understand what to wear or how. I was the last to be picked in gym class. I was seldom invited to parties. When I stood in a corner wishing, as we say in Mexico, that the ground would swallow me. The popular kids always hung out together, a continuous rowdy gathering, a pack with shiny, sleek hair, musky perfume, and the right jeans. They sat at the back of the class. They laughed and jostled and pranked each other. They were so beautiful. There was one girl, blue-eyed, freckled, sandy, lanky, who always made fun of me. She was a bully. She wasn't violent or aggressive, but she was really cool. I was terrified of her. In my memory, school was hard. I couldn't find my place. I skipped class and slinked around, wishing I could be invisible. One day, not too long ago, the same girl sent me a Facebook invite with a note. I'm from Mexico, so it was in Spanish. It went something like this. I need you close. Just hold me here, no, don't let go. I need you so. I haven't seen you in over 30 years. I think of you often, your wit, and how comfortable you were with yourself. It was like you were above the effort I had to make to remain popular. I struggled to fit in. I wished I was more like you. What? A part of me wanted to point out how mean she had been, both to me and to others. The knack she had to make me feel small. Her impeccable, lethal aim. But I couldn't bring myself to. We all harbor feelings of inadequacy and isolation. How real are they? How many people that look good from where we stand are in the grip of these same feelings? It's our insecurities, actually, that possess that impeccable, lethal aim. They play tricks on us. It turns out that we are all more alike than we are different. You know, we're from the island of misfit toys. I had issues belonging. We actually have no idea if that's really true. What if other people around us felt like the misfits? Like we were the ones who were, you know, managing our social interactions with ease. And I just find that really interesting. I think that recasting what we think is true is a really interesting exercise. I think that by definition, if most people we talk to are misfits, then the definition of misfit is wrong.